Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Gospel reminds us that we all sin, not one of us. great scream. And I want to say I lifted in prayer, but I almost shouted out. So I'm going to go, nothing lifted me this week, this has to be you. After a while, God didn't speak to my heart and highlighted my discontent. Because you know, as a leader in the Church of Christ, discontent is my burden to carry. I see what Christ has for you, and I hunger for you to see all of it. The whole of it, not just a snippet, not just a taste, but actually to be bathed in God's Spirit, not just on a Sunday, but throughout the whole of your life. I see what Christ has perhaps and what opportunity there is here, and I see what He's doing, but I hunger for more. I want to see God's kingdom come to be happy. These aren't just ideas and maxims. I really long for God's kingdom to come to be happy. But most of all, the contentment, discontentment in me, if I look at people, and I know that Jesus has more for them. I want others to know Jesus so much. I want you to know fully who Jesus is for you so much that it literally hurts me so. I see God doing, I want more. My burden to carry my thing in the side is discontentment because Jesus is just too good for only on a Sunday. The Paul puts it like this, he says, it's always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. And in truth, I do see that in some of you. I see that hunger in some of you. And if I'm really honest with you, I also see some fear. I see doubt in that. Doubt in trust in God that He could possibly use you where you are. And it saddens me. How could God use me? You don't wonder. I'm not confident. I don't know what to say. Or as Joe shared in our midweek sermon this week, I'm just a little minnow, is what she said, which hit home for so many of us. I want to explain to you how God can use you through a story. On this sermon series we've been watching, there have been little videos each week of testimonies of people. We haven't used them for our sermon, but as I sat down with an empty screen, God nudged me about looking at this week's one. So, let's take a look at Ed's story in a second, and we'll come back and wrap up.
I'm a doctor. In truth, I never had that much interest in medicine. I had the grades, and Mum and Dad really encouraged me to go for it. I think my parents wanted me to have a good living so I could have a nice middle-class life and be able to buy nice things and have nice holidays and be secure and comfortable. I didn't want that. No, I've never wanted that. When I was growing up, our parents would read to us missionary stories. Men and women would sacrifice everything, give up all their wealth, get on a boat, travel for 6 months, travel across the seas to share the gospel. Entire communities and peoples and nations were transformed as a result. And growing up, I just thought, I want to be like those people. Those people, they haven't just found something worth dying for. They seem to have discovered the secret of living as well. Real, incredible, purposeful lives. When I was 18 years old, and my gran said to me, there's this Indian missionary guy speaking at our church tonight. Do you want to come along? There he was, telling all these stories of what the missionaries in India were getting up to, how they were risking their lives, traveling, facing adversity, but winning people, changing communities. And I said, hey, this sounds like the stories I had read to me growing up. I thought people like these didn't exist anymore. I thought they were locked away 100 years ago. 6 months later, I got on a plane and I traveled to India. I met with Das and we traveled around the mission fields. These people had come to know Jesus, but their whole community and social situation had been transformed as well. 5 years previously, the gospel had never come to this place. And there I was worshipping with the church there. That place has never had the gospel come to it. And now there's a church there, that's history in the making. So I said to myself, right, scrap all what my plans were because they're rubbish. I want to be a part of what's going on here. And I said, look, Das, this is amazing. How can I help? So Das said, well, the tragic thing is that a lot of these people aren't getting into action because their own churches are too poor to send them. So I said, yeah, Das, how much do these guys need? He said, well, in your terms, about £50 a month. The thought that someone isn't being sent to an unreached village to plant a church for that much money, that's madness. That's crazy. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. At that point in time, I just said, right, let's try and ramp up this level of sacrificial living, because every £10 I can save is a fifth of a missionary's monthly support in India. That's amazing. We don't think anyone should be without access to the gospel, and to have access to the gospel, they need to have access to the church. So that's our vision. People encountering Jesus, having their life transformed forever, and living forever with him. A church in every village in India. They say medicine is an amazing thing because you have the chance to save lives. But the truth is, doctors don't save any lives. All we're doing on our best days is postponing the inevitable, is putting death off. But the gospel really can save lives. So the same reason that people think medicine's amazing, they should be even more excited about the gospel, because that can save someone's life forever and ever and ever.
Came back to his normal every day, he's not done life week in, week out, month. says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear fruit. He's telling that to the disciples as he prepares them to go. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it be done for you. This is to God's glory, my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Jesus wants to see the fruit. We can see the fruit. Jesus wants to see more fruit here in Bethlehem. There's a fruit of this life, so why don't you never remain among them? Of course, he continues, my command is this, to love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one in this than to lay down one's life. We're to lay down our lives, my friends, to be slaves to Christ. That's not very English, but it is very Jesus. I don't know what's holding you back, I don't know what's holding us back, but if we care, love Bethlehem, we have everything we need to reach out to even more people for God, to serve them, to love them, for them to discover Jesus in us. We can be a slave to Christ. Because if you're ready to play your part, whatever that may be, God has everything you need. And if you don't know what your part is, then you feel that nudge. We're going to find out over the next few weeks what that might be. If we're promising together, we will find out what God is doing. If we can have this holy discontent in us, the one is he's not restricted.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.